Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Mark Schauer is in your sights. Why is that?
Well, you said earlier that we're attacking him. Actually, what we're doing is we're just we want to make sure that people in Michigan are educated to how he voted in Congress, voting for a failed stimulus bill, voting for a $1.2 trillion takeover of health care, and voting for cap-and-trade legislation that would actually put a nail in the coffin of manufacturing in Michigan.
Before I get more into that, Scott, tell folks what the Americans for Prosperity organization is all about.
Yeah, Americans for Prosperity is a nonpartisan group dedicated to limited government, free markets, and economic liberty. We do not deal in any social issues. We're concerned about bringing back and defending the economic freedoms that we have here in this country and that made this country so great. Nationwide, we have 1.5 million members. Here in Michigan, we have over 47,000 members.
And it appears that you want to hold Mark Schauer accountable, but the word I thought was interesting was if he continues. So do you plan on supporting him if he changes his ways?
Well, we don't support or oppose any candidates for office. What we do is we're about the issues. Just back a few years ago when the Republicans were in control, we were going around the country attacking the earmarks, the irresponsible spending by the Republican Congress. And we're continuing those efforts. And whether Mark Schauer continues or not is not the point. The point is that we need to support economic liberty, free markets, and limited government. And we want our citizens to, our members to do the same.
There are others who have voted in the same fashion that Mark Schauer has. Why is Mark seem to be the guy you're going after, or are there others?
Oh, there's many others. We have over 100 congressmen across the country that were targeting their districts and educating citizens in those districts. And here in Michigan, we're looking at Congressman Peters in Oakland County. We certainly have issues with Congressman Dingell and others in Michigan. We believe this out-of-control spending, this bankrupting of America, it has to stop. We cannot continue to borrow money from the Chinese to fund programs so that politicians can get their photo off today for re-election.
Scott, when you target folks who you believe are spending too much money and are allowing government to have much too much power and control. Do you give these candidates an opportunity to speak with your organization?
Yeah, they're more than welcome to speak with our organization. We'd be glad to sit down and have a conversation with Congressman Schauer. In fact, the last time the November is Coming bus came through Michigan, we had four stops in Battle Creek, Delta Township, Saline, and Jackson. And there were a lot of supporters of Congressman Schauer's that were present.
All right. So the bus tour is going to be on Tuesday at 4 o'clock at Tony M's Restaurant at 3420 South Kreitz Road in Lansing. What's going to happen? What can folks expect to see?
Yeah, usually, you know, we're trying to get beyond rallies, and this is a training session. We're basically doing a Freedom Phone program, and we're allowing people from the comfort of their own home to get involved and educate their neighbors and fellow like-minded citizens about how Congressman Schauer has voted on these issues. And we just want to make sure people have all the facts, and again, that he voted for three terrible pieces of legislation that are contributing to the bankrupting of our country. And we want to send him a message that this is not acceptable. We need to support free markets, economic liberty, and limited government.
Scott, who should be the next governor for the state of Michigan?
Who should be the next governor?
Yes.
Well, I think that's up to the people of Michigan. You know, we have, I know of two major party candidates, Rick Snyder and Virge Bonero. And they, I know Virge has a record in elected office, and I understand there's some other third-party candidates. And I just hope, I would encourage all citizens to really to investigate their records, what they've done, what they're saying today, and ask really hard questions of those candidates. And make the best decision possible when they go to vote.
Scott Hagerstrom is the Michigan State Director for the Americans for Prosperity organization. Is Americans for Prosperity a Tea Party?
we are not a Tea Party. We have a lot in common with some of the Tea Parties in that we support the limited government, free market principles. And a lot of the Tea Party members, some of them are members of our group, and some of our members are members of their groups. You know, we work with like-minded organizations on the issues that we agree on. And some of those organizations may be termed liberal, some conservative, some libertarian. But it's really about the issues. We look for areas that we can have agreement with candidates on issues. You know, there's I wrote a blog not too long ago where I praised Liz Boyd, Governor Granholm's spokesperson, for her coming out and opposing a capital outlay budget. Because that would be further indebting Michigan citizens. So, you know, we look for the issues and we try to support candidates, and, not candidates, but we support candidates when they are right on the issues, and we want our members to call. And what I tell our members is the day after the election is when the real hard work starts. We need to be involved and hold these politicians' feet to the fire, because a lot of them, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, they're going to be saying things that they believe the public wants to hear. But then they go back to Lansing or D.C., and those are two very seductive places. And we want them to support the things that they said during the election and those principles that they talked about. And too often they forget about people back home. And that's why after the election, we need to remind them who they work for and remind them that they need to follow up on their promises from the campaign.
Well, Scott, do you really think that these folks listen to you and really take to heart what you're saying?
I say at their own peril that they should not listen. We've seen quite a tidal wave change in the past couple of years, and specifically the past year and a half since the Tea Party movement has started. And last year we were very instrumental in getting thousands of phone calls and emails into the legislature asking them not to raise taxes, and in the end they did not raise taxes. And the voices of the people have to be heard, because there are a lot of lobbyists in Lansing, a lot of lobbyists in D.C., and lobbyists aren't necessarily bad people, but they are paid to do a job for a specific client. And we just want to make sure the citizens' voices are heard just as equally in Lansing and D.C. as those of the lobbyists.
Scott Hagerstrom is the Michigan State Director for Americans for Prosperity, and they will be having their November is Coming bus tour on Tuesday at Tony M's in Lansing, and that is located at 3420 South Kreitz Road. So I believe, Scott, we're going to be talking with you on Tuesday again prior to this event. Thanks so much for your time, and enjoy your weekend.
Great. Thank you, Tony.